Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Some not-so-great business news for those of you that are fans of books. You know, those old things that have pages in them that you have to turn and actually pick up in order to read. Apparently there's a bookstore that's not doing very well. Dale, you're going to give us the details on that here in a little bit. But first, your thoughts with Frank on the line in New York. Frank, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight? I thought talk about the debt crisis, you know, with the but I'm more interested in the case that you guys attended today.
Okay.
I would say, from a legal perspective, if the jury finds that they're innocent and they're acquitted, then they can proceed with the legal case and also a civil rights violation case. They can actually get the Justice Department to bring that against the officers in the community because ultimately they violated their rights and the police perjured themselves.
Now, when you say
stating,
the Justice Department, you're talking about the federal government, right?
Yes, correct.
This
because
is one of the problems
that
I have,
by the
way. They
have the jurisdiction regarding civil rights. And
this is one of my issues
no
I have. Please, Frank, let me jump in here with this and I'd like to have you address it because I don't pay federal income tax. I would feel wrong. And I don't know about the boys. I would feel wrong going to the federal government and saying, please come help me with my case in New Hampshire.
No. That has nothing to do with it. The point is the Justice Department handles the civil rights violations, and there's no statute of limitations on those. If you'll remember, the murder of Medgar Evers was convicted 42 years after the murder of Medgar Evers. So the point is you could actually get Bill Clinton and you could get Janet Reno and bring criminal charges against them for the Waco massacre because all the Branch Davidian civil rights were violated and they lost their lives. And the point is if someone had the political gumption, they could actually do that. But we know that the political gumption is sort of controlled by other things. But the point is they could also proceed with a civil case and attempt to get financial compensation for that, and that's what they probably should do. And also remember,
I think it'd be great if they did. I mean, I agree with you,
Frank. When the police perjured themselves by stating that they resisted arrest and then they testified that no, they didn't, that should be the end of those police officers.
Oh, but that wasn't even my favorite perjury. My favorite one was when Ademo, I think it was, asked one of the cops, "Have you ever broken the law?"
Yeah.
And the cop actually claimed,
answered no right away before the objection could be raised.
Right.
Objection, and it was sustained, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
See, I would question the competency of that, and then I would proceed with civil lawsuits after this if they're acquitted.
But how
against
do you
the
do
police
that,
officer.
Frank? You have to find a lawyer first who's willing to take.
Right, but it sounds like
I do want to make a note real quick. When you say the police officer said they did it, it was a different police officer who came up and said no, they weren't. So
doesn't matter. That's enough. That's enough to prove if they used him as the witness. That's enough to prove that they perjured themselves, and that's a felony, and they could actually get up to 20 some years hard time for that. So that's what I would do. It reminds me of the case now that the woman, her breast was groped, I guess last week, by a TSA agent, and then she reacted by grabbing the rest of the TSA person. And now she's arrested for sexual assault, which is going to be interesting when that case comes to trial, if it does. You can't have the law both ways where one party can violate the law and another party can't. The law has to be evenly enforced.
I agree
enforced.
With you that laws should be applied consistently if they are, but I don't feel that they do that at all. In fact, it's clearly reported that the police record constantly inside that area. They don't ever give anyone the opportunity to not consent to being recorded.
Correct.
And that was a case where they can do it, but we can't.
Should have subpoenaed the police video files that are recording everything in the jail. And remember, the jail is the panopticon, in a sense, sort of the Jeremy Bentham invention of the all-seeing eye that keeps the prisoners under surveillance. And what you have to realize is that in a case like this, the police would have to, in a legal case, they'd have to turn over the videos of what actually happened if they were recording it. And the fact is, if they say, oh, the video is lost, or oh, the video is deleted, or oh, there was a malfunction, that's virtually a smoking gun that says that they're not complying. And but the perjury is the best thing. That's where any attorney, if I had a law degree and a bar, you know, I was able to practice before the bar, I would actually take that case. And I would sue the police officers after, the ones that perjured themselves. I would immediately then do a civil case against them.
Not to mention
the
false arrest.
Put a lien on their house, their car, their, the whole bit, including their pension. You know, the police have that national pension fund, the Fraternal Order of Police. I would definitely attempt to attach that with, you know, a lien. And then if everyone started doing that, you'd see the whole system, things would change
immediately. Oh, you better believe they would change in an instant. Thanks for the call, Frank. If these people could be held accountable...
Right.
They would start behaving.
Very big if. We're trying to look at that their
maybe
own
when.
People to hold them accountable.
Well, maybe when. Maybe when they're finally held accountable.
But like I said, I have some optimism. I just reported on a case where it did finally happen, where there was this overt case of police abuse. And this seems like it again, another overt case of police abuse where they've been caught red-handed. They decided to play chicken and push this all the way to court when they really shouldn't have. They didn't have a case. And I hope it bites them in the ass.
You know,
really,
if there's one place, Dale, where a law degree would be useful in this whole situation is after the fact with a lawsuit afterwards. I don't think having a lawyer would have helped them at all.
No,
today.
I think they did very well defending themselves. They did have advice.
Well, they had what they call standby counsel, where they have basically lawyers in their corner, but the lawyers aren't asking the questions.
Right,
the
and that's, I think that's the way I would do it. If I had a case like this, I would have advice, but I know that the lawyer, their loyalties are compromised. That's
correct.
Just the way the system's set up. There's all these pledges that they have made.
To the court.
Yes. Their loyalties are compromised. Their loyalty is to the court before to you because they can lose their
bar license. Yeah. Or they can have that thing pulled for the slightest of offenses.
Yeah.
So if, for instance, it was during Adamo's opening statement, I believe, when he mentioned, or it was some point early on, when he mentioned that you know, he was facing years in prison as a result of these charges. That alone probably could have gotten a lawyer thrown out of a case, if not disbarred.
Right.
Because one of the rules in a trial like this is you're not supposed to clue the jury into what the potential punishment is.
Right.
And to me, that's one of
the ideas that could bias them. It's like, what? They're going to jail for 5 years because they made a call on his cell phone?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Which is why we're standing out front with a sign that says one of us had a 5 years for recording sign. And
I was thinking about this too. Someone like us, you and I both have a pretty strong conviction against violence, and especially, you know, we're constantly speaking out against it, of course, to no avail, it seems sometimes. But we in particular don't want blood on our own hands,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, as a juror, if I were in a juror's position, and I wouldn't be inclined to accept that because it would be the opportunity, I think, in so many cases, so many of these cases are victimless crimes, it would be an opportunity for nullification. I would absolutely partake of that. And I feel like I have an opportunity to save an innocent person. So, but I think of myself on a jury, you know, I imagine a case where maybe a murder case or something like that, and they're not telling me that this is potentially a death penalty case, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking I may as well be one of the people pulling the switch. If I'm a juror who convicts the person and the penalty is death penalty, then I, as a juror, I'm like, I don't want blood on my hands. You need to tell me, you know, what's going on here.
Well, let's get into this blood on your hands thing a little more, because I actually had a question for you. You're a Quaker. You're probably more of a Quaker than I am. You should go to the meetings, and I haven't gone in quite a while.
Most of them.
But my question is about the idea of bringing charges. We just had Frank on a moment ago, and he was saying, bring charges and, you know, hold them accountable. And you were talking about a case where a bar was harassed by the police, and they ended up countersuing and bringing and getting settlement of like $1 million. So on one hand, it'd be great to see these activists made whole, and maybe that's the excuse to do it. But on the other hand, don't you feel like that's continuing the cycle of violence?
That's some thought.
We'll talk about it here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's always been my biggest objection, the idea of keeping it going, continuing this process of aggression. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers. One of the most popular clubs here is the Farmers Shop Quartet. They're an a cappella group famous for their insurance ballads. Anyway, each singer is good, but when their voices work together, wow. It's kind of like combining your auto, home, and life policies. Combine them and you save money while also getting great coverage. I wonder if the quartet would write a song about that.
Get in touch with a highly trained Farmers agent at Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, features including the news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll find out first. If you're on our updates list, you can go and get them via email or Twitter.
Facebook is also an option. Now, whatever works best for you, go to news.freetalklive.com to accomplish that. That's news.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you, so their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. As we go, we'll come back to this moral question of whether or not to counter-sue in a case of government abuse. But first, let's talk to Brian, listening in Indiana. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Dale.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
I have a friend who wants to get on food stamps, and I'm trying to talk him out of it.
Okay.
And, he thinks it'll help the government collapse a bit faster if more people get on food stamps.
Yeah, I don't know I don't know if there's much to that particular argument. Certainly there are a lot of people on food stamps and a lot of people on government welfare of various different types. I don't know how likely that is.
Well, I don't think he really financially needs it. But like
I said,
he thinks it'll collapse. Yeah.
That seems like a crappy excuse. Like, I could understand if you were having a hard time and you paid in a bunch of money into the system. I don't blame anybody for taking whatever government handout is available because you were forced to pay into their system. What's the big deal if you take something back out of it? But to take something when, you know, you aren't on the, you know, if it isn't hard times for you, that just seems like mooching to me.
Well, I told him he seems to think that, you know, with 40% to 50% that's stolen from everybody in taxes and whatnot, he'd be taking some of his back. And I asked him what point does he reach in food stamps where he thinks he's got the stolen money back for him?
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine ever getting there with food stamps. I mean, it's a lot. I can kind of relate to that position. I can understand that position. I would not feel quite comfortable doing that, but I really don't feel like lecturing someone else.
Yeah.
Because the whole, I guarantee you there are so many people abusing food stamps. The fact the program exists is so ridiculous. You know, it's as good an excuse as any, I suppose.
Well, are you looking to try to convince him that this isn't going to eliminate the government? What is your goal?
Well, back to him, he agrees with a lot of the government oppression, you know, not just in this country, but everywhere. But he thinks that if people allow money to be stolen from them in taxation and other forms of, you know, permission slips with licensing or firearms carry, if we allow it, then something like this should be taken advantage of to speed up, like I said, the government collapse. But
I can understand his point. I don't know if I believe it will do anything. I can also understand why he's doing it. He feels like, you know, he's paid in, so he feels like it's no big deal if he takes it back out. What I would caution, however, is that to anybody who loves liberty, this is a valid excuse to say, well, I paid a bunch of money in, and so therefore I can take some out. I think that's valid. But at the same time, be very, very careful. Because when you're taking welfare of any form, whenever you sign up for any kind of government program, you are signing away your freedom. You are saying that...
There's usually strings attached.
Yeah, you better believe there are strings attached. Now, I don't know what the strings are attached to the food stamps program. I've never taken food stamps in my life. I've never taken any government welfare except for when I was a kid. I went and I got a scholarship to college. I think that's the one time that I can recall that I took government welfare. And I don't believe there were too many strings attached to that, but you never know what you're getting into as far as what they might require of you. I mean, is it worth it to him to, for instance, let's ask this. Is it worth it to you to give up all of your financial information to the government? Because that may be a requirement. Like, well, if you know you're poor, then
and if you're hiding anything and it comes out, then you've lied on their paperwork, which is a huge deal.
Yeah, so how does he feel about that?
Well, I didn't think about that to debate with him.
That's what I would ask about in that particular case. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Well, I told him I told him about Harry Brown and the book, Why Government Doesn't Work, and I asked him if he would read that and put off this decision to get food stamps, and, you know, until he gets the book read, because I know there was at least one chapter in there where they had a whole page of welfare programs that the average person that doesn't really need them qualifies for. And he said as long as I called in Free Talk Live tonight, he would give it some thought.
Very good. Now you've done it, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I had some thoughts on that, this whole sort of strings attached thing. I recall someone being caught up in the jail system, potentially might have to go to jail, and they're asking them, for instance, when you what their address is and stuff like that. And I was like, well, why don't you just tell them that you're couch surfing, that you're essentially homeless?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, well, if you do that, then there's all these programs that you get forced to get into. And that can mean that they might make you, for instance, they might find work for you and make you take a job and
wow.
things like that. This is some outrageous stuff that I really had no idea. I'm like, seriously, you're not allowed to be homeless? Like, it's illegal if you get caught in the jail system and... You know, if you just over a minor thing, a minor transgression, but if you're in the court system and you basically say I'm homeless, then you will get volunteered into some programs, whether you like it or not, it sounds like. And that just kind of blew my mind.
Speaking of being poor and filling out government forms, there's an update on our friend Jim Johnson, who we've been talking about a lot over the last couple, almost 3 weeks now, on the program. He's been in jail that long because... he didn't want to pay a government fine for a trespass charge. He was found guilty by that jury. Remember the jury I was talking about earlier, Juror Jim Tells All? You can go and search that video on freekeen.com. That was one of the jurors that convicted Jim Johnson of trespass for being in the jail and walking around the jail, something you and I were also arrested for in that very same day. We, however, didn't get a jury trial because they dropped our charge to a violation at the very end of our trial.
I think specifically to prevent us from being able to get a jury trial, because Jim decided to go on and do that. And then we got to us, they're like, oh, we don't want them all going and getting jury trials.
Yep, exactly. And so Jim was told to pay $650 in a fine. He didn't. He was called back into court to explain why, and he said he's not going to pay. And the judge, the man in the robe, said, well, you need to fill out this financial affidavit so we can know whether you can pay or not. As to whether that matters. No. It's not whether I can pay or not. It's I'm not going to pay.
Right.
He's not paying
moral
from
reasons.
A principled perspective.
It's a principled reason, yeah.
And so the man in the robe put Jim Johnson in a cage and said, you will stay in this cage until you fill out my form.
Yeah.
But it didn't end there, because Jim filled the form out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what happened here in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of these airwaves. We are a long way away from freedom. Seriously, there's a lot to do. It's Free Talk Live.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you, Himbe, and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. You can go and listen online if you like, or listen in a variety of different venues, because we have multiple ways for you to get Free Talk Live in your ears. If you go to listen.freetalklive.com, you'll get a list of them, including the live streams that are online around the clock. The latest episode of Free Talk Live airs 24/7 over at listen.freetalklive.com, plus our 108 great radio stations across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Satellite listening options like XM Satellite Radio. We've got two channels that we're on up there. Plus, there is our free-to-air satellite channel as well for you. In addition, our webcam, which has been a little spotty over the last week as we've been ironing out some bugs, but it is up right now at cam.freetalk.com.
I flashed my abs on it.
Ooh, that's right. So you get little bonuses from time to time there. And also listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. Details are all at listen.freetalklive.com.
Ian told me not to moon anyone on the cam, though.
It's probably a violation of the terms of service. Not because I am a prude or anything like
right,
that.
Right, I know.
I want to get back to this issue of bringing charges after you've been acquitted of, you know, if the police had false arrested you or something like that. But first, an update on Jim Johnson. We've been talking about it for weeks. He's been thrown in a jail cell because he wouldn't fill out a form. He wouldn't fill out what they call a financial affidavit, so the state agents could dig into his bank account or whatever personal financial information he might have. They're demanding this information from him. And when he refused to turn it over, instead saying he just wasn't going to pay the fine, so put me in jail at $50 a day, as they do here in New Hampshire. And that's how you want to
pay the fine. I think it's a statute that specifically says that's your right to do that.
Well, apparently...
Maybe we need to file a motion and show this.
I don't know what to do, and that's what I've been asking about. We've been talking about it over at the Free Keen Forum at forum.freekeen.com, and that's where I'm getting this update from his wife, Lauren. But first, before I share what she has to say, there was also somebody else who went and talked to Jim last week, determined that apparently he filled out that financial affidavit last Tuesday. So almost a week ago, he filled out the financial affidavit. He decided, fine, I'll fill out your damn form.
This judge has a vendetta, doesn't he?
So he fills out the form,
presumably that gets sent immediately to the judge. It should have been probably to his desk by that evening or the next day. I went into court on Friday last week, and I attempted to pull Jim's file because we wanted to see what order the judge had written and put in his file about what Jim's status was and all that. And so I tried to pull his file, and I was told I couldn't have it because it's on the judge's desk. Because he filled up, I'm told this by the court employees that,
yeah.
Well, he filled out the form, so the file's been pulled, it's now on the judge's desk, and he's going to rule on it, and so this means that it's moving forward. It made me feel like, okay, well, you know, I'm sure nobody likes that he filled out the form. I mean, I know he doesn't like that he filled out the form, but this means maybe he'll get in front of the judge, and maybe he'll get out of jail. So I'm thinking, good news. I'm thinking, Monday morning, maybe Jim's going to be in court. And so I reported this information, and... Well, it turns out that, again, he had filed it on Tuesday. So it took them an entire week. The judge waited. The judge had said in the court that he was going to come back when the form was filled out, but didn't do anything about it until almost an entire week later, when this morning they dragged Jim into court again. You know, they chain him up. They bring him into court. According to his wife, Lauren, the judge still wants his money. Even after he filled out the form, Jim asked why he can't pay the fine through jail time. The judge says they don't do that here, that if Jim promised to pay, he would let him out. Jim said the citizens of Cheshire County will have to pay then, and they brought him back to jail.
Wow.
How long are they going to keep this man who is completely peaceful, who has not harmed another human being? How long are they going to keep him in a cage? He filled out the form, which is what they demanded of him, but they're still caging him. It's so sick.
Yeah.
And if you think for a moment, well, this can't happen where I live, you just don't understand. You don't know.
I think
system.
It happens all the time, and it just doesn't get out.
That's
mean,
right.
It's only fortunate that there are people paying attention this time.
People care.
And talking
here.
About this in public mediums like this.
Right.
So that people can find out about this. I think it happens all the time.
Also, it was very sneaky of them to schedule this for Monday morning. Because I had called on Friday afternoon at 3:50 in the afternoon, 10 minutes before they closed, for the purpose of finding out whether there was a hearing scheduled. And I thought, okay, well, they haven't scheduled a hearing yet. It's 3:50 in the afternoon on Friday. So that means it's probably not going to be scheduled until Monday, meaning that when the judge gets back in, because he supposedly has a stack of cases that he's looking through, according to the court bureaucrats. So I was going to contact them again today to find out if they had scheduled this. But apparently they went ahead and scheduled it for Monday morning, yeah. and so nobody knew about it. Yet, apparently the word didn't
get out. Another thing they're very prone to do.
Sneaky. Sneaky tricks. Well, right, the last time they had a crowd of people in there, they had me in there with a video camera, and it was a scene. I mean,
yeah.
you can see the footage over at freekeen.com, and it was that scene that actually led them to ban cameras and audio devices from the court. So there are a lot of serious problems out there, and I honestly wish I had an answer for it, which brings us back around to this idea of countersuing. You know, you've got a case where the government people have clearly done something wrong. They've been found to have mischarged somebody, to have arrested somebody falsely, as they've done with Pete Nademo, for instance, or Jim. Or there's no shortage of these cases. But Dale, as a Quaker, as somebody who believes in peace and non-aggression, as a liberty-minded person, do you feel like it's right to countersue?
You know, I honestly don't feel like I have that much of a moral objection to it. My biggest beef is just a lack of faith in it, lack of any faith that there's much hope in it, because you're counting on this system, which is not designed for justice in the first place, to try and rescue you. As far as the morality of it, something was brought up to me that made a lot of sense. Especially if you're specifically directing it at government bureaucrats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are people who, you know, we're constantly reminding people we didn't volunteer for this system. We don't believe in this system. We don't believe in this constitution. We're essentially secessionists if we got the opportunity. But these people signed on. I mean, this is a system that they have wholeheartedly accepted as being valid, and they've made
right.
pledges and all this stuff. They've signed on. And so I'm looking at them. I look at those. If you're talking direct, specifically about these people and directing these lawsuits at these people, they've volunteered for it. They've accepted the consequences. So I don't really have a moral beef with suing the government.
You don't feel like it's continuing a cycle of violence?
No, I don't think so. No, I mean, again, it's you see, part of the reason why it's a cycle of violence, for instance, when the government comes after you, is the only reason it's not resulting in violence is because you immediately obey, right? And there's no violence as long as you obey. If you comply, there's no violence. And in this case, they've already, again, signed on the line. Express their intention to comply. There's no reason to expect any kind of violence from it. It's a case. The violence comes from when they're enforcing their own laws against people that don't necessarily believe in it. If you actually decide, if you intend to disobey, even though you're being peaceful, we know, for instance, if we disobey long enough, that it will result, possibly get escalated to the point of death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just say, I'm not going to pay my taxes. Well, first they'll send you letters, and then they'll send you overdue letters, and then they'll charge interest, and then they'll try to tap into your bank account, and if they fail at that, it'll get escalated until they're coming after you with guns and possibly killing you if you resist going into a cage. So that's where the violence comes from. These people have signed on to the line.
Well, but just because they've signed on to the line of violence, does that make it all right for you to go ahead and use violence against them? I mean, isn't that essentially what you're doing?
They've consented. They're bureaucrats. They bought into the system. They signed on the line. They made
pledges.
Possible
consequences are.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
They said this system is valid. They have, for all practical purposes, as much as you possibly can, said this is a valid system. I subject myself to all of its rules and laws and procedures. Mm. And yeah, they've consented to whatever.
An interesting point. Your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just kind of feel like it's not exactly turning the other cheek. More on the way. You can take control. 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. But if it works, free talk live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holster. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Optics Planet is calling all hunters, shooters, and outdoorsmen. It's time to gear up. As the best online retailer of rifle scopes, red dot sights, lasers, and other firearm accessories, Optics Planet has a special deal to offer GCN listeners. You may already know OpticsPlanet.com has the best selection of weapon lights, holsters, night vision, binoculars, and tactical gear on the planet. With incredibly low prices, free shipping on most orders, and USA-based phone support, Optics Planet is the online retailer of choice for discerning gun owners and outdoor enthusiasts. Featuring Loophole, Blackhawk, Eotech, Crimson Trace, Night Force, Trigicon, Surefire, over 700 top brands. For a limited time, head to opticsplanet.com/GCN to get a free Streamlight Keymate, the world's most powerful keychain light with purchase. That's opticsplanet.com/GCN or call 800-332-OPTICS right now to speak with an Optics Planet product specialist. 800-332-6784.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America failed to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate
associate with evil, you have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. That number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you like the fact the website's free, then you can voluntarily support us by becoming an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up for as little as $3 a month. What do we do with the money? We reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn more about the program there. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website and get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcast, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. And the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, and reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle, where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical, tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle to have if you could have only one. That's Ruger.com. 800-259-9231 is our number here. Story out of CNN Money at CNN.com. Buffeted by high taxes, strict regulations, and uncertain state budgets, a growing number of California companies are seeking friendlier business environments outside of the Golden State. You're not the only one who's left California, Dale.
That's exactly why I was leaving. I knew that there was a financial catastrophe on its way.
Governors around the country, smelling blood in the water, have stepped up their courtship of those California companies. Companies are disinvesting in California at a rate 5 times greater than just 2 years ago, according to a business relocation expert based in Irvine. This includes leaving altogether, establishing divisions elsewhere, or opting not to set up shop in California in the first place. He says there's a feeling that the state is not stable. Sacramento can't get its act together, and that includes the governor, legislators, and regulatory agencies that are running wild. The state's been ranked by Chief Executive Magazine as the worst place to do business for 7 years. That's even worse than New York State. California, wow, once a business-friendly state, continues to conduct war on its own economy, according to the magazine. And so, let's see. Let me just repeat this one more time. Businesses are disinvesting from California at a rate 5 times greater than just 2 years ago. That's huge.
I bailed. I jumped ship.
Yeah, maybe you should consider leaving California as well. New Hampshire's a nice destination, whether you're a business owner or not. If you love freedom, you definitely want to get the hell out of California. And we actually, I met somebody from New York today. Somebody had come over here for Pete Nademo's trial from New York, and he was talking about moving to Keene. And you know, he says that New York has changed a lot in just the, you know, the few decades that he's been alive. He's noticed a big change in what New York State is like. So I kind of wanted to bring that up to preface what you're going to tell us about, Dale, which is a major retailer going completely out of business.
Belly up, mm-hmm. Gone. And even their going out of business is not going well.
Oh, boy.
Borders is shutting down. The entire chain of Borders stores, it appears it's going to be
finally, we're shutting down the Borders!
That's right. If only it were those Borders. This is Top Stories in Business from the Wall Street Journal, and it says that they're going to liquidate after it's the second largest U.S. bookstore chain failed to receive any offers to save it.
Hmm.
It employs 10,700 people.
So Barnes & Noble must be number one, then.
I wonder. Yeah, maybe.
That's my guess.
Yeah. Because they're talking specifically referring to chains, and so yep. I wouldn't refer to like online sellers like Amazon.
Correct.
And stuff. They employ 10,700 people. They scrapped a bankruptcy court auction because there was a dearth of bids.
Whew.
So even their bankruptcy wasn't going well. Oh, dear. Said that it would ask a judge Thursday to approve a sale to liquidators. So... that's going to be led by Hilco Merchant Resources and Cordon Brothers Group.
There they are.
The liquidation of its remaining 399 stores could start as soon as Friday. It's expected to go out of business for good by the end of September.
Man. Well, it'll be a good time to get yourself a nice deal on a book that you've been looking for, but is this a sign of the times?
I think it is.
Is it this difficult for all bookstores, or is it just that, you know, this one was a corporate behemoth and had too much debt?
Well, I think it's a sign of the economy right now, but it's also probably a sign of changes. Like a lot of people are downloading ebooks,
mm-hmm.
you know, or ordering books online. I mean, how many people are actually go to a bookstore and browse around a bookstore and their book maybe isn't even there, and worse when they can get online and have it.
When was the last time you were
it,
in there?
Snap.
When was the last time you were in a bookstore?
It's been. I don't know if it's been a year, but maybe mm-hmm. almost.
Mm.
Half a year, maybe.
Since it's certainly been a while for me.
Walked into a bookstore?
It has been a while for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in a used bookstore, but not really a brand new bookstore for any particular reason. And
now, those are just my speculations, by the way, when I say e-books and people buying books online. That's just my own speculation.
I bet you're right. I mean, like you say, it's speculation. I'm not in the book business, so I don't pay close attention to that stuff. But if you look at what's happening with newspapers, they're having a tough time. The daily papers are struggling. A lot of them have gone out of business.
Yep.
A lot of them couldn't find anybody to buy up their operations either.
As it turns out, the article is also referencing that, the popularity of e-books, for instance, and just the changing book industry in general.
Does it give any numbers? As far as
well, that. Let's see.
Because I can just tell you that in the radio world, the people in the radio business are constantly talking about this. I mean, they're looking at the folks that are listening online. In fact, I just saw some statistics recently. I think it was like 80 million Americans have listened to online radio within a certain time period. I don't recall what it is. I don't have the statistics in front of me right now. But those numbers are increasing. I mean, every year, more and more people are listening to radio online. Now, that's not to say that radio is dying at this point, because it's still a fairly mobile medium. It's very difficult for most people to get a decent internet, reliable internet signal inside their car, but that's changing over time.
That's going to change very rapidly, I imagine, over the next few years. It's going to get more and more inexpensive and commonplace for someone to have portable internet devices.
But even on my cell phone, like for instance, when Mark and I come back from, we were driving back from New York City, we were at a radio convention, wanted to listen to Free Talk Live on the way home because, you know, we weren't on, our co-hosts were in, and
sure.
It's fun to listen to your own show as a listener. And so you know, we tuned in on my cell phone, but unfortunately the battery was dying, and so, you know, kind of had to deal with that. And
you don't have a car charger for your cell phone?
You know, I ended up digging up a USB cable because it's just one of those USB things, and plugged it into the stereo, which also had a USB, and that kind of saved us there. But you're still dropping in and out of cells, and it was hard to keep like a consistent signal. But that's only going to get better with time. I mean, technology will solve these problems.
Yeah.
And so the radio industry is eyeballing these internet techs. In fact, what you see happening is big radio companies like CBS are buying up these internet companies, like these people that have paved the way in internet, in the world of internet broadcasting. In some cases, are being gobbled up by the old radio behemoths in an attempt for them to stay relevant, in an attempt to stay on the yeah, I mean, good for them. I mean, for at least seeing that they need to do something different.
That's what I'm wondering. Are they not just dismantling them or cannibalizing them? They're actually trying to continue the online content.
They are.
Okay,
they are.
I was wondering if they're just trying to like stifle it by buying them up, and then
that's not what I'm seeing.
So that people will keep listening to radio.
No, I think they know what's coming. I mean, it's pretty obvious that they need to change or die.
Yeah, it'd be an awfully expensive endeavor to just buy them up, just to dismantle them and cannibalize them.
Right, because then somebody else could just do the same thing.
Yeah.
And compete with them. So, I'm sure these booksellers are just sweating around the collar about what's happening out there, and it's got to be very, very disturbing to them, especially when you get Amazon just chomping in on their profit margins. I mean, Amazon is a behemoth. I remember I was watching this video of the founder of Amazon giving a speech on the TED Talks website, TED.
Uh-huh.
I still don't know what TED stands for, but they've got some really great videos on there. And he was talking about how in the beginning he was being trashed on, like magazines were writing hit pieces against him and how Amazon was going to fail, and Amazon didn't fail. And look what they've done. You know, they've created this retail marketing behemoth that is almost unstoppable out there because they don't have to deal with the brick and mortar locations. I mean, Amazon has some warehouses, fulfillment centers around the country that they have to operate, but it doesn't matter where those are located. Whereas Borders, who's going out of business here by the end of September, Borders, 10,000-plus employees. It didn't mention how many store locations there were, but I bet that number's in that article as well. But I would imagine a few hundred stores going to shut down.
Yeah.
They've got to have ideal locations. They got to have prime real estate.
Oh, yeah. They talked about that some in the article.
Yeah,
by the way, it's technology, entertainment, design.
TED, gotcha. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Your thoughts on the book business, publishing business. It sure has changed a lot, especially with the advent of self-publishing. That's another point.
Oh, yeah.
Hour 3's next. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.